This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Hip-hop all started, story has it, with a guy named DJ Kool Herc spinning records at a party in the Bronx in New York 50 years ago today. Hip-hop is now a multi-billion dollar global industry. Its artists are some of the world's most prominent entrepreneurs. They have fashion lines, alcohol brands, endorsement deals. It was not always this way. Trina Menino filed this report on the rise of entrepreneurship in the industry from the birthplace of hip-hop, New York.
Richard Simpson, better known as Chub Rock, is backstage at an event in Queens, celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. He's been part of the scene since the 1980s.
And there was a place here in Long Island City that pressed records, and I remember buying, I think it was two box of records, and giving them to DJs and hoping for the best.
Chub Rock went on to nab a record contract at 17 years old and had hits like Treat 'Em Right. With the money from his first deal, his mom advised him to invest some of it in a taxi business.
And that's really the business that helped us out, because we went from that to opening a bar.
Early hip-hop pioneers like Chub Rock may not have had a flashy headphone company like Dr. Dre, which later sold to Apple, or their own cognac brand, like 50 Cent. But they knew a lot about salesmanship. Writer and NYU professor Dan Charnas says those early Black artists had to become entrepreneurs because when they started out recording their music, they were boxed out of the mainstream.
That's what hip-hop had to do in order to even survive.
Eventually, the big labels did see how popular hip-hop was becoming. After securing high-profile record deals, Charnas says more artists started forming their own companies and brands in the mid-1990s. And it wasn't just hip-hop artists founding businesses. Designer April Walker grew up in Brooklyn, where hip-hop was everywhere, blaring from car stereos, in clubs, on the street.
But guess what? We could not go in the stores and buy anything that told our stories visually.
So she went on to start the independent streetwear label Walkerwear in 1990. Her sweatsuits and oversized jerseys were sought after by hip-hop stars like Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Streetwear is now so popular that in 2019, its global market sales were an estimated $185 billion. Although hip-hop is still booming in many ways, Chub Rock says there's a lot of work to be done to make the business more equitable, particularly for women.
Right now, the queens of hip-hop are the ones dominating the genre.
But, he says, women still aren't profiting from brand spinoffs as much as men in the industry. In New York, I'm Trina Menino for Marketplace.